Mishnah base. We're going to define now where the breaks are in Kriya Shema. Elo en bein aprakim. These are the breaks in the different sections. A perek, of course, means a section. Bein bracha rishona l'shnia, between the first and the second bracha, between the two brachas. Bein shnia l'shema, between the second and the pasuk shema. Bein shema, the first parsha vayem shemoa, and the second parsha. The Vilna Gaon here explains, like, this is very obvious, like the three sections of Shema. So he explains, you might have thought that Shema, the first pasuk, is a unit all to itself. That's the Havvin you might have, and therefore the Mishnah has to explain out to you, no, that's called the Emsa still. So, and Bein Vayam Shemoa Levayomer, again between paragraph 2 and paragraph 3, that's a break. Bein Vayomer Emes Vayatev, and between Vayomer and Emes Vayatev. Now, after you say Hashem Lokechem, then there's the word Emes. Okay, this is a world of halachic. Let's finish the Mishnah and get back to that point, okay? Because it's a world on its own. Exactly the status of that. All right, I'll say it now. It's not so complicated. You can't interrupt between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, because there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah which says Hashem Elokim Emes, and they wanted you to tie in the idea of Hashem's Emes to Shema. If you look there in the first paragraph of first chapter of Yesod HaTorah, you'll see that Einod Mulvado, Hashem's unity, how Hashem, it is shot in the pasuk Hashem Elokim Emes, that Hashem's Emes, being his, he is reality, capital R, is what the Shema means. And that's what Hashem is. He's not, there's nothing but Hashem. He is Emes. Emes means reality, not true, of course, and certainly that pasuk is obvious, right? So they wanted you to connect the two, and they wanted to keep that pasuk intact. Although, just speaking out again, the pasuk is in Yirmiyah is Elokim, and here it's Elokeichem, but they wanted to keep it intact. So there they wanted you not to interrupt between Elokeichem and Emes. So we, of course, have a custom. Ashkenazim have a custom of saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then we just pick up, right, Yatziv or Muna thereafter. I think Sephardim repeat Emes the second time. There's a machlokas amongst the Mephorshim if between Elokeichem and Emes is like Prakim, or it's like, if it's like Emta and you can't interrupt unless, or not at all. There are those who say between Elokeichem and Emes, no way. Do not interrupt in any circumstances. I guess saving death. Okay, so. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there are those who say Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was bald. Karcha means baldy, bald guy, and he was hiding from the Romans, so they gave him his name. Tosfos doesn't like it. Says that's not nice, not likely. Then keep the bad name up from making fun of Rabbi Akiva, let's say. And they're traveling some ride that he was too old anyways. Either way, I think most people say this is Rabbi Akiva's son. Lama kadma shema levahayim shemoa. How come shema comes before vahayim shemoa? El kadesh yikabla lav o malchus shemaim techila, v'acha kach yikabla lav o mitzvahs. Because before you can be makabal the o mitzvahs of the consequences, reward and consequences of the second parsha, Vayim Shemoa, bad things happen there, or good things happen. But I didn't read it, I apologize. My bad. I'll have to get a better, do it better. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben V'yom Elemes V'yatzel V'yafsik, you may not interrupt, and that was the pshat, either you may not interrupt at all, according to Rashi or Ben Yonah. Okay, that's where you can't, no matter what, even for Yira. Sorry. Yep. Okay, and Rabbi Shuv Makarchas Pshat, he said, what's the order of the parsha? See, the truth is that the three parshias, the first two are in order. The first parsha Shema is in Devarim Vav, and the second parsha is in Devarim Yud Aleph, but the third parsha is from Bamidbar. The parsha of Tzitzis from Bamidbar, it's out of order. So now the question is, so why they choose this order? So he answers that you got to first be Makabal Ol Malchus Shema, and that's Shema, Echad, and then after that you'll accept upon yourself the old mitzvahs of doing the mitzvahs, and then vayim shemo levayomer, then you first have to vayim shemo is noag bayom uvalala. When it comes to vayim shemoa, it says not just, it has lots of mitzvahs that apply day and night, like for example Talmud Torah, as opposed to vayomer is eno noag ela bayom. The third parsha of vayomer is just talking about tzitzis, which says ur isamosa, you'll see them, which is referring to things you do just during the day. Okay, I see we're over time. I'm going to leave you the question, which we'll answer. We'll pick up with tomorrow. I want to try to be punctual for you guys. Which is this. If Ol Malchus Shemayim means, you know, the yoke of heaven, so he's a king, So what else could that mean besides do what he says? So then what's the second? Because Allah is, you're being makabel ol melchus shamayim in the first parasha, then you're makabel the ol mitzvahs. But what more could there be to ol mitzvahs than he's the king, I'll do what he says? There's two different olos you accept upon yourself. What's the difference? If he's the king, you do what he says. What's the second thing? I'll do what he says. That's my question, and we'll, as Hashem, pick up there tomorrow.